Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good Friday morning, 10 after 7, 70 rainy degrees here at Broadcast House. You're listening to Palmetto Mornings on WRHI 100.1, 1340 AM, Comporium Cable Channel 103, and Facebook Live.
I'm Ashley Lang.
I'm trying to do the name thing better. Yeah, I screwed it up a couple times in the first
hour.
It's
okay.
It's all right.
It's okay.
All right. It is Veterans Day, and it's a day to remember. It's a day to remember those who have served in the armed forces, those killed in our country's wars. And, of course, the observance started in 1919. We have a veteran here with us, Mr. Ronnie Taylor of the American Legion Post 66 in York. Mr. Taylor, first off, thank you for your service. Cannot thank any of our veterans enough. And first off, tell us about what's happening tomorrow in York. I want to get right to it. Tell us about the parade and ceremony tomorrow.
Okay, since 1986, we've had a Veterans Day parade and a ceremony in York. Tomorrow, we're asking people that want to be in the parade to line up at 9:30. Anybody that wants to can be in the parade. Motorcycles actually get to run out front of the parade so that you don't have to walk your motorcycles. The rest of the parade, anybody that wants to be in it can be there at 9:30 at 60 North Congress Street in York. That's the old Ford place. It's Dickerson Motors now. And we're asking people to come in off of Congress Street. And Dickerson Motors has been good enough to let us use their parking lot to stage. Parade starts at 10 o'clock on the money. We'll go down, we'll come up Congress Street, take a left on Liberty, and go to the York County Veterans Memorial Park. This is a park that's only like 4 years old. York County's really helped us a lot with that park. some of the things we'll talk about tomorrow is we've got the Purple Hearts Monument moved up there to the park now. We've got a new monument honoring the Gold Star families, and we've got something that's called a Soldier's Cross. It's the boots, helmet, and rifle. I know you've seen it around. But all these things have been added this year. We're adding more and more to York County Veterans Memorial Park.
So you've got a parade, then a ceremony, and from what we understand, you have a special guest speaker at your ceremony.
Yeah, somebody you guys might know is Mr. Alan Miller. He's our guest speaker today, and the York Comprehensive High School NJROTC does a great job supporting us in this. They'll do what's called a ode to the flag, where we present they actually fold the flag and present it to the Grand Marshal. The Grand Marshal is Robert McDowell, and I want to say he's 94 years old, but I'm not positive. He's a World War II vet. We always try to get World War II vet to be the Grand Marshal. And that's the one we got this year, Robert McDowell.
And again, we're talking to Ronnie Taylor of the American Legion Post 66 in York. We're going to talk about another event that's taking place regarding Post 34. But, Ronnie, let's talk about you. Veterans Day, what does that mean to you after serving in the Army?
Veterans Day is a happy day for any veteran. Mm-hmm. Memorial Day is not a happy day, but mm-hmm. Veterans Day is a happy day. It's a day we celebrate all the veterans, especially the ones that are in harm's way at this time. But we celebrate all the veterans for Veterans Day.
I do think it was interesting that Veterans Day this year fell the same week as Election Day. And, you know, that's veterans have done what they've done and they've served for us to be able to go and do that. How do you feel about that?
It seems like most of the time, Elections and Veterans Day usually hit the same week.
Right.
And as far as the elections, it is what it is.
Well, it
I'm not going to get into that.
Well, it is, but I love that it happened in the same week that we can then, you know, we went and voted on Tuesday, and today we can celebrate all of you who have gave us that right to be able to do that. And so because of that, we appreciate you, we honor you, and we thank you.
So tell us what's happening with Post 34. You said there was a special event there with York Electric Cooperative supporting the veterans.
Post 34 is the place this year for York Electric Co-op. Always gives veterans a $20 gift discount on their power bill, and they also give us a little present every year. This year they moved it to Post 34, and it's from 8 to 5. If you have York Electric as a power company, you can come by there. You need to bring a copy of your power bill and something proving you're a veteran, and they'll give you a $20 discount on your power bill.
So what type of crowd are you expecting tomorrow with the parade and the ceremony? Because you said you guys have been doing it every year. Mm-hmm. Has it been growing every year?
It has. We've got a lot of things going on tomorrow. Well, this weekend in York. Mm-hmm. Yorkville Marketplace has a big Christmas kickoff show. So we expect to have between 200 and 300 people at our ceremony.
That's great.
As far as people in the parade, we never know till that day.
Do you know how many veterans there are part of Post 66?
Post 66 has right at 52 veterans. And the reason we're so small is we have no alcohol, no gambling, and no smoking. So, you know, we struggle to raise money, but every year we come up with money. Now, the money for the Veterans Day Parade and the Memorial Day service comes from our Veterans Park account. Mm-hmm. We sell bricks with any veteran, not only York County, but anywhere in the United States or anywhere in the world that wants to buy a brick. They're $100 a brick. You put all your veterans' information on there, alive or dead, and we put the bricks right around the sidewalk. All the money, the profits from the bricks go to back into the Veterans Park. We paid for the backside of York County, put a sign there, a big granite sign, and they gave us the opportunity to put something on the backside of the sign. So we put some gave all.
There you go.
We paid for that out of our money that was from selling bricks. We bought 250 new chairs, and we supplied the chairs for the Memorial Day service and the Veterans Day. That money came out of there. Right now we're working towards coming up, we got around $9,000. We're trying to get to $20,000 to build a building there so that we have all our Veterans Day and Memorial Day tents, chairs, and everything right there on site.
Oh, that's great. So he is Ronnie Taylor with the American Legion Post 66 in York. The Veterans Day Parade tomorrow beginning at 10 o'clock. And then, of course, the ceremony will follow. And, Ashley, we have an update on the Veterans Day ceremony taking place in Fort Mill. That is going to be inside.
Right. They have moved that inside due to weather. So the ceremony has moved and will now be held at the Fort Mill Community Center, which is formerly known as the Bank Street Gym, which is right outside of the Fort Mill Golf Club if you need some directions. Parking will be available in the lot outside the building. And again, that's going to start at the same time.
Very good. Well, Ronnie, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your service. And I hope it's a great turnout tomorrow.
All right. Thank you very much.